It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, it's a bill that might have prevented a mother's tragic death. A state senator hopes this is the year it finally passes.
Senator Linda Wilson has sponsored the bipartisan legislation in the last two sessions, but it didn't make it to the governor's desk. The Vancouver Republican says the bill would allow people who filed a protection order to get an app that would alert them if the subject of the order gets too close.
Immediately notifies her so that she knows that he's around within 1,000 feet of her phone.
The legislation is now named for former Marine Corps Sergeant Tiffany Hill. Despite a protection order, the Clark County mother of three's estranged husband confronted and killed her in a school parking lot in November. Wilson says the app could have alerted her that he was in the area.
When Tiffany was killed, I went, oh my gosh, you know, I just feel like if this bill had only become law and she had the ability to use this technology, she may be alive today.
The Republican response to Governor Jay Inslee's State of the State address emphasized the need to get things done without taking more of your money or raiding the state's savings account. Senator John Braun says you'd pay for the governor's energy proposals at the pump.
By as much as 57 cents per gallon. That's another $900 per year for a family of four.
Inslee wants to pull more than $300 million out of the state's rainy day fund to fight homelessness.
We need that money in the rainy day fund for when the state economy slows.
Braun says Republicans continue to offer policies that get at the root causes of homelessness, not just throw money at the problem.
Who can trust that more government spending is the answer? What's happened to all the money already spent?
He says Republicans are also working to make health care affordable, fight crime, and keep license tabs at $30. But most importantly,
you can trust Republicans to listen and to bring forward policies that will help all Washington.
Ongoing problems at the scandal-plagued State Department of Corrections are prompting a trio of Senate Republicans to introduce a package of sweeping reforms. Senator Mike Patton says recent inmate deaths due to inadequate medical care demonstrate the agency's problems are far from being solved.
There have been a number of deaths, including one recently who didn't get his treatment for cancer. Despite repeated requests, they said, well, you hadn't filled out the paperwork right.
The Spokane Valley Republicans' bill would add a layer of much-needed oversight that's not coming from the administration.
Really, the buck stops with the governor, who has not, I believe, taken enough of a personal interest. So he bemoans these deaths, but who is supervising all this and who's looking into it? Ultimately, it's the governor.
Senators Keith Wagner and Steve Oban are also sponsoring measures to protect inmates and corrections officers and increase accountability. If Initiative 976 is shot down in the courts, legislative Republicans want to make sure $30 card tabs are enacted anyway.
All of us have been deluged with emails and phone calls saying, hey, we voted on $30 card tabs. Give us what we already voted for.
Senator Phil Fortunato and other GOP lawmakers want to give voters what they demanded in the 2019 election.
That's what you send people to Olympia to do. And it's not like we don't have the money. I mean, we've had surpluses.
The proposed legislation will focus only on lowering card tab fees and not the other provisions of the initiative, which is working its way through the courts. Voters' wishes must be respected. I-976 must be implemented. That's also the thinking behind State Senator Steve Oban's package of card tab and Sound Transit-related legislation. A King County judge invalidated the $30 card tab initiative after Seattle area government leaders sued to stop the implementation of the measure. It remains on hold as it works its way through the courts. Oban says when the legislature refused to act before the election,
voters had to respond through the initiative process to send a message and get relief from this tax burden.
He says voters left little ambiguity as to what they want.
I can't imagine a more clear and clarion message than the results.
Oban says it's now time for the legislature to honor the will of the people. Among other things, Oban's bills codify I-976, replace lost revenue with existing car sales taxes, place restrictions on Sound Transit spending, and allow counties to get out from under Sound Transit. Human waste in the streets is the target of a bill in Olympia. Senator Tim Sheldon wants to require the operators of dilapidated RVs and campers used in urban street camping to apply for discharge permits from the State Department of Ecology.
People could say that I'm picking on the homeless. That's not the issue here. Urban campers ought to be regulated just like anyone else.
Sheldon's legislation would also require Ecology to determine if a roadway is an appropriate place to deposit human waste.
You can't go to a camping spot in a state park and poop on the ground. Let's get real about this and start enforcing some laws that are already on the books, and they should apply to everyone.
The Potlatch Democrats' measure applies to cities that abut Puget Sound, a reflection of the high priority lawmakers place on Puget Sound water quality. And let's allow the citizens of Seattle to lead the state in environmental restoration efforts. State Senator Doug Erickson's bill would launch a study of restoring Seattle waterways to a natural state.
The people of Seattle seem to be very excited about trying to tear out dams in eastern Washington, the Snake River and the Columbia River. But I think it'd be very important for us to go and study breaching the Ballard Locks, doing things like getting rid of the dams on the Skagit River that actually power Seattle City Light, and looking at daylighting creeks like Ravenna Creek.
The Ferndale Republicans' vision would enable Seattle to go first and lead by example.
I think the people of Seattle keep trying to say they want environmental activity, but never in their own backyard. They want to export their environmentalism to other parts of the state to turn those places into ecotourism, while probably the most significant and most severe impact on our natural environment you're going to find in Seattle and King County.
He says the Seattle area economy could be reoriented to tourism. That's what happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.